Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. All right, everybody, here we go with today's episode. Before we get to the meat of it, I'm actually going to tell a story about a TV show that we've probably all seen back in the day called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm going to speak about a specific episode, and then we'll use this episode to serve as the topic of conversation for the episode today. So let's get to it. So we all know, if you're familiar with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that is a show that was based on comedy. A lot of good scenes, funny moments over the years watching that show. But one episode in particular was about fatherhood. And for many people, it was very heartfelt. It was an emotional episode and a tearjerker for many. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Throughout the time that The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was in production, there wasn't a lot of talk about his father, if any talk about his father at all. If there was, I really don't remember anything about it. All we knew was that Will Smith moved from a troubled neighborhood in Philadelphia and landed in L.A. where his family was at, that was doing pretty good for themselves. So, again, no talk about his father. Now, in this one episode, as I stated a moment ago, it touched on the fact that his father actually abandoned him. Now, for many people, they loved the episode, and I'm actually one of the few people who didn't like the episode very much. Now, the reason why I didn't like the episode was because the way it ended. During this particular episode, Will's father pops back up out of nowhere, injects himself back into Will's life. Will accepts him, and he's all gung-ho about the possibility of having a relationship with his father moving forward. Now, of course, anybody watching an episode like this, you can see the setup is coming. We all know that Will Smith is going to get his feelings hurt in the long run because his father is going to leave him high and dry, just as he has done all of Will's life. Now, the ending of the show goes like this. Will and his father are supposed to be leaving to go on a road trip together, something like that. And of course, the father shows up and then tells Will he's not going to be able to take him, blah, 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 blah. He has to leave. Will can't go. So Will at this point is like 17 or something like that. And he's heartbroken. Now, here's the part of the episode that I'm not really feeling. Obviously, the episode brings to light a lot of problems that exist from not being in your kid's life, but it doesn't speak of solutions. Unfortunately, the episode ends with Will crying in Uncle Phil's arms, and he's basically asking the question of, why am I not good enough? And it just ends there. And for me, I would have liked to see some sort of closure, because this episode ends with Will Smith having feelings of inadequacy still. He's not made whole. There's no solutions offered about self-esteem. And he's the problem, not Will. So anybody watching this episode is still just left with the same hurt that they would be left with on any other situation. So I just thought some closure would have been better. A real teachable moment for healing. And it didn't happen. So leaving it open-ended like that, just kind of, I feel like, missed a valuable opportunity for teaching, healing, and allowing people to move forward. And as I always say, that's what we do at Level Up here. We move forward and get better. The importance of a father in his children's or child's life can't be overstated. It's extremely important. And if the father is not present in his child's life or his children's life, it can be the adverse. A child can suffer many bad nights, as I'll say, and many adversities come from the father not being in the home. The research supports it. And even without the research being in your hands, if you live in neighborhoods where parents don't have two-parent homes or the father's absent in the household, you can just look at the family structure in that neighborhood and you can see the negative ramifications that's coming from the father not being in the household. But we're going to talk about a few negative things that comes from a father not being in the household with his children. Also, if the father's not in the home at all or not in the child's life at all, the ramifications of that are even more detrimental to the children's future. A moment ago, I mentioned that I would say some things about what some negative impacts that a fatherless home has on the children. One thing that's off the bat is, and I'm not going to bog you with the statistics, but just the statement of it, a family or a child that doesn't have his father in his life is actually more likely to commit suicide than someone else who has their father in the home. That fact is very telling because it points right to the fact that it can literally cost your child his or her life if you're not in that child's life. So if you're thinking about being absent, just consider the fact that, like I said, you can literally cost your child his or her life. And I hope you don't want that on your conscience. Another fact of a child coming out of a fatherless home is that they're more likely to run away than another child who comes from a household that has a father in it. So again, negatively impacting your child's life. So be there for your child is one way to solve that problem. Another crazy stat that's connected to fathers in the home or fathers out of the home is that a child who doesn't have the father in the home is more likely to drop out of school even. So again, I mean, it's like full circle. So basically in every area of a child's life, if they don't have their father, they're going to suffer. I'll even go further to say that the numbers support that if a father's not in the household, the children in the house are more likely to go to jail, get involved with criminal activity, and just lead a downward spiral path during their life. Unfortunately for me, I'm the product of a fatherless home. It was what it was, but my family members, my siblings, my brothers and sister, we didn't have our father in the house. For whatever reason, they chose not to be there. And not only were they not there, they just weren't in our lives at all. Real absent and very close to non-existent. As always, I have a story to tell that makes this topic of conversation very intimate to myself. It was some crazy stuff that happened back in the day. It was like 1992. I was 12 years old, and my father actually was married, and his wife didn't know anything about me. So the short version is that there was a big showdown at my crib. The wife came through. My father also had two other sons that was from his marriage. They came through the crib. It was a big showdown, and a big reveal almost, we'll call it that, since everybody's big on reveals these days. And that day of the reveal of the big showdown, my father actually stood in my face and told me he was not my father. And then they stepped off. Fortunately for me, I didn't end up like Will Smith or another kid who fell victim to not having their father in their life, because a lot of people do. Fortunately for me, I was just able to stick to the path. I believed in what my mom said. Stay focused on my schoolwork, and I really didn't pay too much attention to who was absent. I focused more on who was there. So that's my advice to any child, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're in a situation where it's people who aren't in your life, hey, yo, just dealing with people who are in your life. Doing that will enable you to move forward faster because you're not looking at the past and worried about who's not there. So that's how you're going to level up in that situation. It worked for me. It may work for you. I know a lot of fathers who may be listening to this show may contend that it's not always easy being in your children's life because of the mothers of the children. They're not making it easy, and the relationship between mother and father are sometimes real combative and hostile. So that makes you want to fall back and say it's just easier to get out of the way and not be in a situation to put myself in harm's way potentially. And I get you don't want to put yourself in harm's way, but you got to think more about your child and there's ways to get away from putting yourself in harm's way. If you really care about your child's future, knowing the negative ramifications of you not being in that child's life, you may just have to go to the court system and see what you can get going from there, because it's not an option to just not be in the child's life. There's a way where you won't even have to see the child's mom. You can arrange some sort of, I guess we'll call a moderator, if you want to call it that, some sort of person to go in between you and the mother, the child. So that way your interface with that person doesn't even have to happen, but it still enables you to be in your child's life. So again, we're just trying to level up and just come up with solutions to these problems, because sometimes it is hostility between the two parents, and we don't need hostility in any relationship, because ultimately it's going to come back to hurt everybody involved, the parents and the child. You really just have to be willing to level up and realize that you're responsible for this life that you brought into this world. It may not be easy, but it's still your responsibility to make sure that child has his needs met, her needs met. And it may be physical, it may be mental, it may be financial, but it's still your job to make sure it happens. You can't just abandon your duty. Let's be for real, the child didn't ask to be here. You brought the child here. Even if it was against your will, you still put in the actions to make it happen. So you got to suck it up and do what you're supposed to do. Now, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the female side of this argument. Listen, sometimes, as the brothers are stating, the baby moms, ex-wives, mother of the child, whatever the term is people use to describe the mother of the child, there's a lot of reports saying that they're, again, not easy to deal with when pertaining to the child. So it's time for the ladies to level up, too. The first way to level up is to let any animosity that you have towards that man go. If you're carrying rancor in your heart for the man, then it's going to definitely impact the way you and him interact. And then that's ultimately going to fall back on your kid, because chances are if you're not feeling him, you're going to limit the way he interacts with the kid, talk badly about him in front of your kid. We've seen these things over and over again. So ultimately, try to remove any animosity you have for this person. Also, you have to realize that the child's welfare is more important than any ill feelings you have towards the father. So if he's not abusive to the child or harmful to the child in any way, you really shouldn't restrict his access to the child or make it difficult for him to see the child. Because as I stated earlier, the father being absent in the child's life can have serious negative effects on the child's performance in school, criminal activity, drug abuse, sex, all sorts of other negative things that comes from the father not being in the household or having access to his child. So if you care about your child's welfare, you need to create a working environment to where you and the father of the child can work together to help that child be successful in all of his or her endeavors. So bang, over the last few weeks, we've heard me talk about leveling up, my definitions and different scenarios on how to level up. Well, I'm pleased to say we're going to do something a little different this time. I've already offered some suggestions on how we can level up in these adverse situations, but today is different. I'm happy to inform that we're going to have some guests on the show today, so we'll get their perspectives on this thing called parenting, or fatherhood actually, from a few different perspectives of fatherhood. Maybe the perspective of one who has children, or maybe someone who speaks on what their father meant to them in the household, or maybe somebody else who didn't have the father in the household and what it would have meant to them to have the father in the household, or what having children means to them without having their father in their life. So we're going to get to that in a minute. Just hold tight. First guest is coming. So like I said, we got our first guest on the show today. First time in history for Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We have a guest. I'm glad to have him. We got Steve on the show today. Steve, just say what's up to the people out here. They can hear you.
What's up, people? What's up, people, man? Hey, listen, I appreciate the time being here. This is Steve again, guys. Man, look, it's an honor actually being on this call, and I'm glad he decided to let me be on this call today.
Hey, Steve, we appreciate having you, man. Word up, we do. So listen, like I said a moment ago, we talking about fathers and parenting and stuff like that. So Steve is a young man who has a family. He has a daughter. So we're going to get some insight from Steve on just the benefits or the hardships or the hard stuff about being a parent. All right. So, Steve, I got a couple questions for you before we get into, you know, you just telling us all about it. But so we know you got a daughter already. I already said that a moment ago. So my question that I have for you, one question is, how old were you when you became a father, and how old is your daughter now?
Man, when I became a father, boy, you took me back with that one right there already. But, man, when how old was I? I was actually 14 going on 15 years old when my daughter was conceived and born, actually, on August 9th, man. And listen, now my daughter is crazy. Her birthday is right around the corner. She's about to be 17 years old.
Wow.
Senior in high school.
Wow. So wait a minute. You said you were pretty young, very young when you're saying your daughter was born. So I'm sure you faced a lot of difficulties on the front end of that.
Yeah, most definitely, man. It was a lot of difficulties. You got to think about it, man. Being 14, 15 years old and having a child, the maturity level was definitely not there at all. And then being so young, you know, some of the trials and tribulations of having parents, you know, that had their troubles that they were dealing with, and had to kind of roll with having a child at a young age. They were doing what they could at the time, but other addictions and the absence of actually took place at that particular time. So it was very difficult at first because of not having that proper guidance, or, hey, the absence of a father at times. It took a toll on me on being the father I needed to be at a young age.
Gotcha. So So as far as your father's concerned, how, if you could say on a scale of 1 to 10, how active was he, 10 being the highest he could be?
Man, with a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say about 50. And I'm going to say about 50%. And some may say, hey, that's a lot. That's more than average. But that 50%, man, it took a toll on it, because coming to those basketball games or being there to make those tough decisions, right, it took a lot on me, you know? So with it going place on, hey, even being a father, on just being there for a particular time, like my dad, when he was there, just to be honest, man, he was there a lot during the holiday season or my birthday. You know, hey, listen, when it came to my birthday, he dropped off them clothes and everything. But when I got to a certain age, that didn't take place. So he was there younger on, but when I hit around that 16 mark, that 15, 16 mark, those clothes and stuff stopped coming.
Right.
You know, and people think an absence of a father is just that, hey, yo, you don't talk to your dad at all. But dad that just work all day and not putting in that time is also a definition of absence of a father, because he's not there. So just because he had work all the time and you be like, hey, my dad work is behind all, he ain't there though. That child is neither at home, so it's the difference between watching that child and actually raising that child.
Yeah. I like that perspective on it, because a lot of people, they do kind of consider if the father's home, or home in the sense he's in the house but at work all the time, a lot of people wouldn't consider that an absent father. But absolutely, when it comes down to decision-making and somebody in the household to hold you accountable, sometimes that father not being there, even though the money is there, it still is the same thing as being an absent father. That's good stuff.
Right. 100% sure on that right there, man. And just going with what you said, man, like being a father, what I end up learning, man, is more than just what you could financially do. You know, and me having a child, at one point, it was pressed against me, and it's pressed against a lot of fathers out there, especially young fathers. Hey, fathers now dealing with all these different things going on, they only looked at on what they could financially do for a child.
Right.
And with that constantly being pushed on us as dads, guess what we start thinking? If I ain't financially doing, then I ain't doing nothing for my child at all. But the transparent, man, when I'm having a child at 15, I ain't have no money. Only thing I had to do at that particular time was spend time. And I promise you, I tell any father today, that time means more than money, because that child don't know what money is.
Right.
The only person that know what money is that adult. And when you spend that time, and listen, if you ain't got 99 cents to go get an ice cream cone, I promise you, I'll give you 99 cents. You could go there, they'll probably give you 99 cents to get an ice cream cone. But that ice cream cone for 99 cents in that little time mean more than anything.
Yeah. That's good stuff. And again, that goes back to early in the segment. I was speaking about how an absent father leaves children at risk of all sorts of things like gang violence, crime, sex,
right,
eating disorders, a whole bunch of different things. So just the time alone being in the household, or even extremely active, even if you're not in the household per se, at least being active in the child's life can save your child from a whole bunch of these things.
Man, I agree with you 100%, man. And on the transparent side of it, like me having a child and going through some of those things, and I could just go off my child alone and she'll tell you, it's just that I didn't realize how important my role was and my presence was and being in her life. But for her being 16 going on 17, some of her decision making and me actually being present to stop her from doing some of those things, those pop up at the schools, those coming up to them basketball games, hey, sitting in band practice with her, I'm just sitting in there just because my presence could be there, hey, going to get some food for all the kids on the band, that meant the most to her. You know, some of the things that it made her value me on a different level, because she was used to me being there doing certain things, but her friends actually made me cool to her. And what I mean by that is her friends didn't have fathers in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So when she seen her friend break down in tears, like, I wish my dad would do what your dad was doing, it made her appreciate me more as a male figure in her dad, because she just thought it was normal just for a dad to be here, and which it should be. But what's getting normalized is like, hey, dad's not being there.
Yeah.
No, it's normal for dads to be in our kids' lives.
Right. That should be the norm. Everybody should be waking up to their father, mother. And if they're not waking up to them, at least be a phone call away. And the father or mother should be extremely active. All right. So with that being said, Steve, I got a question for you. Another question. So what do you think your role is as a father?
Man, listen, that's a great question there. And that's one of the ones that make my mind just like, it ain't my role to my child as a father is whatever my daughter need me to be. Not want me to be, need me to be, because some of these parents out here, they try to be their kids' friend, and that ain't gonna cut it with me, you know?
Right.
And also, an important role, just another thing, man, that's a question that kind of leads to so many. Being I'm in a co-parent position, meaning that my daughter do not stay with me directly.
Okay.
So being that she's in another household, part of my role is, guess what, to make her life easy as possible. And what I mean by her life is the grandmother or the mother or whomever the parent or guardian is. Listen, I'm even calling them and like, hey, what do you need? And as far as anything concerning with my child.
Yeah.
Let me make that like, because guess what? They need breaks too. Them mothers need breaks out there, man. Listen, every day they go to work, they go home, they make sure that child good. Man, listen, the fathers, what we need to do is we just need to call up and be like, yo, what do you need every now and then?
Right.
And if they're just getting the child, giving the mother the break, hey, listen, let me get my child for the whole week. Let me get my child for the weekend. Let me give you that break because, hey, that you need that piece too.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you got to wait. The mother should have to wait till the child get 18 to get a break because the dad ain't there.
Right.
Heck no, that's not what it's supposed to be. So making sure that my daughter has everything she needs, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially. You need all of that.
Right.
To make sure that child go in the right direction.
So it sounds like you're saying you recognize that the better being of whoever's in charge of your daughter, you said she doesn't live with you. So if that person is in a better space, then that seems like you're saying that that's going to help your daughter be in a better space. Is that correct?
Most definitely. Most definitely is going to make your daughter be in a better space. Because it keeps, hey man, listen, especially in our generation, it keeps a lot of stress down. That child see that stress.
Right.
You know, that child, guess what? Them conversations you think that child don't hear when you're in your room? Oh, that child hear them conversations of you saying what that father not doing. And what that's going to do is grow. It can help grow resentment in the child.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's two people hurt. Is you hurt out there? Now the child hurt. No, we got to give our kids a chance of being successful, having a clear mind, not worrying about adult things. But being that fathers, you know, and I'm just talking about the father side of things. If you're not doing what you're supposed to, man, listen, everything that goes wrong in that household when it comes to that child is your fault.
Right.
And a lot of people may be like, whoa, that's a lot. Yes, if you're not doing what you're supposed to as a father, as a man, if your child get in trouble in school, guess whose fault it is? It's your fault. If your child get, guess what? When the father's not present, what increases is the child get, a young girl getting pregnant at a younger age, and your son end up in jail or in the gang at any given point.
That's
so
a fact.
If any of those things happen, it's your fault.
That's
because where is your presence?
The numbers support exactly what you're saying, man. Absolutely. Definitely, we leveling up right now. Like I said, the name of the show is Level Up with Ryan Hodge, and it's about being better, helping each other become better. And what we're hearing right now is testimony to that. So, hey, Steve, we appreciate your insight, man. Keep going. Whatever you got, we listening. We learning right now.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, man, I definitely appreciate it, man. I love these type of topics right here, man. And it's so important, man, and a father being in a household, because a lot of mothers, man, and this is my opinion, the generation now, mothers are trying to be in these kids' friends,
mm-hmm.
You know, and fathers are not there. Listen, we're supposed to be the one that bring the discipline, and it's hard putting all that pressure on the mom. She's the nurturer. She's the caterer. Listen, I understand that side of things, but when that father not there, what's going to end up happening that the kid is going to start seeking that attention, trying to get that attention from other places. And what happens is, even when the father is not there, when that mother decides that, hey, that she wants to actually date and go other places, you know how hard it is for her to accept another man coming in the picture? It makes it so much harder. And guess what? That child's still going without.
Right.
And those are things that kind of upset me, because the perspectives of a man and a woman can be different at times. A man comes from a little bit harsher place, and not just harsh, that tough love. We don't care about the emotional side of certain things when it comes to being a father. My daughter ain't always happy with me. But
right.
You know that, hey, my daddy is not my friend. He I only trust as far as I can see. I don't trust kids.
Right.
You know, they don't have a say-so when they're in my house. My daughter do exactly what I tell her to do.
That's right.
It ain't no counting the two. Listen, I tell you one time, you better get it right then. So that means you better be paying close attention. You know, and it's a time that, hey, you got to have that side of, let that child come lay up on you. And that's what I learned from my daughter, because I didn't have growing up, I didn't have that nurture or the kind of, hey, lay on my chest, come give me a hug. So at a point, I promise you, man, when my daughter came lay up on me, I'm like, yo, why you on me?
Mm-hmm.
My father ain't show me that.
Right.
You know, my mother wasn't showing me like, hey, come lay on my chest, it's okay. So my daughter came and lay on me, I didn't want her on me. I'm like, it aggravated me.
Yeah.
But as she got older, I started seeing, man, let me give her this love and attention, because if I don't give it to her, she gonna try to seek this thing from someplace else.
And it could be the wrong place.
And that's where I didn't want her to go get it. Get the attention from the wrong place. And you also got to have that open-ended relationship with it, that, hey, you got to know how to be that passive-aggressive. And what I mean by that is sometimes your child is going to make that mistake. And if the first thing you do is jump off the deep end, oh, it's over. Your child will never open up to you again.
Right.
You know, and not letting my childhood traumas and things that I went through as a child, even at parenting and having her at a young age, I couldn't put that on her.
That's right.
What I mean by I couldn't put that on her, when she hit 15, I got nervous. I got nervous because she was, you know, I had her, me and her mother had her at 15.
Right.
So my little boys, and she started getting attention, I got tight on her like she did something wrong. And she didn't do anything wrong. You know, so I had to pretty much make sure that I had those conversations. When having a child, I promise you got to have more conversations with them. You got to do a lot of talking, because at a point, you are going to have to trust them to make the right decision. You know, you can't hold a hand with every single thing that goes on out here.
That's right.
You know, and as a father, I had to learn that. I had to learn that, hey, listen, we got to sit down. We got to have those conversations. We got to make sure we put the right type of information in you. Finances. I wasn't shown that, man. As a father, that's something, that's my role too.
Right.
I wasn't shown, man, listen, we drew up on a board. Hey, listen, if you had $300, what you going to do with $300? She wanted a pair of Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my daughter wanted. She wanted a pair of Jordans. That's $150. But she needed clothes and shoes. So half of her money already was going to one pair of shoes and one outfit, because she wanted an outfit from Victoria's Secret, like a sweatsuit.
Mm.
I said, all your money is gone.
Right.
But if you went and got a pair of Air Forces, what else you could get? That was $60. And we broke that thing down for her to understand, when you spend and get your money and you learn how to budget, that's just a role. One of my roles as a father, we could talk about that's a role as a mother too, but we're going to keep it on the fathers, is to make sure that she don't go down the same road that I went down of making her materialistic.
Right.
And that's what's going on, man. These Jordans getting bought and all that. Man, listen, why are we putting all this on our kids?
That's right.
Our kids, that's it. If you can afford it, that's one thing. But make sure your child know the difference in that, and social media. When you sit down at that kid's table, take devices. That's take right. Cell phones.
So let me ask you a question.
Have a conversation. Yeah, go ahead.
So it sounds like, you know, being, I guess I'll say, a successful father is important to you. So the question is, why is being a father so important to you?
Man, it's important to me, because that's me. My daughter is a direct reflection of who I am. And if she fail, I fail. I lose sleep at night when I feel that. And it has been days that I didn't feel that I live up to the expectation as of what I said as a father. Mm-hmm. And when her grades drop, that means my grade drop.
Wow.
You know, when she got in trouble, that means I got in trouble. You know, so it's my job, man. Her success is important to me, to the point that where if I live for her, once she hit this earth, then it ain't about me no more.
Right.
It was about making sure that she have the best life that she can live. And guess what? That goes back and forth. If I'm out here getting in trouble, getting myself locked up and getting in trouble, guess what I just affect? I just affect her.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways to make sure that, hey, the little dumb stuff I was doing, she became more of my why. When I feel like quit. And a lot of holidays I spent by myself. So in that holiday of getting depressed, I could have called my daughter over to come with me or had her in the house with me, but I decided, hey, listen, go with family, because the way I'm feeling right now, or feeling lonely and all that, I don't need to put you part of that.
Mm.
So what I did was make sure that, hey, her peace, if anything at the end of the day, is make sure that she had the peace that she needed.
All right, we got some real good stuff going on out here. My man Steve is breaking us off with that knowledge. He's putting us on game. We're learning a real game right here. We're leveling up, everybody. Once again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. So, Steve, I mean, what else you got for us? You got anything before I let you go?
Man, listen, yeah, this is last thing right here to end it in. Is just talking straight to the men, all the fathers out there. I don't care what the child mother say. I don't care what society say. Your role as a father is just as important. That child needs you. That mother say, I can do it all by myself. That's a lie. She cannot. Your role is important to that kid. It's certain voids. It's certain things that our kids is experiencing now, especially with social media. Our young women, man, listen, y'all see, you can't log onto social media without seeing women naked now. And guess right. what? That's when you come in to teach your daughter, like hearing it from the first man in her life, that, hey, you don't have to do that. You don't have to show your body to get love, because I'm going to give you the love that you need. The young men, man, but guess what? They need love too. We got to hug our sons just as much as we hug our women out here, because at the same time, these young boys, they turn to the streets.
That's right.
They don't even know how, they don't know how to love themselves or the women. We letting our women down. It's more women taking care of men out there in the world. Mm-hmm. We got to teach them what it is of being a provider as a young male out there. And it's more than just financially. It's being that caterer when our women need us as well. So men, your role is important, but it starts with us. We carry this world. We're the strength. We're the weight to what this thing goes out here. And that's what I got for you.
Hey, man. Steve, I appreciate your time. Appreciate your insight as well, man. The show is going to be better for this insight. Anybody who listens, hey, hopefully they take what you say to heart and get right with it. Level up. Steve, appreciate your time, man. Till next time.
Oh, yep.
We got another guest on the show today. We got my man Kench. He's going to give his perspective on some of the things we're talking about pertaining to fatherhood. So we're going to get to it. My man Kench, please give us a little introduction. Tell us about yourself and let us know something about you. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Aaron, representing New Jersey. Trying to level up and get better every day. Check out Grown Man Thoughts. That's my tag, but I'm here to talk about fatherhood.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you being on the show. Now, I know you don't have any kids of your own, but your father was in the house with you growing up. So tell us how it was having your father in the household as a kid growing up.
Wow, man, that's a great question. If you asked a 16-year-old me what it was like having a father in the household growing up, I'd have told you horrible. I hated it. Wow. But as life goes on, as I grew, I can understand one of the most important decisions and factors in my life. As I started hitting my college years, I see the difference with those who had a strong father figure that set structure and discipline in their life, as opposed to those who didn't. And I don't knock anybody's situation in life. There's a lot more factors in life that changes the perspective and changes the direction of your life. But having a father is one of the most important. And as I was able to gain that discipline, that structure, to get my way through college, to get my way to my first job and handle and make those decisions that are difficult to do, I realized, like, wow, I already did this with my father. I had to make decisions. Do I want to go out and play, or do I want to get these chores done? Do I want to do well in school, or do I want to go home and get a beat and be put on punishment? You know, and because of that, my life hit a different trajectory altogether. And with my father being there and guiding me the right way, that put me on a space where I got to the point where I could finally make my own decision and be a man, as opposed to living life based on the bad decisions that you made. So if you ask me about a father in your life, it is the most important thing for a young man, especially as a black man in America.
Word. You know, that's crazy. I heard this good stuff all together anyway, but I heard some key words that are important to making it in life. I heard guidance. I heard discipline, structure. These are the things that men provide. Not saying that women don't, but again, we know the numbers say that if a man's not in the household, certain things are lacking in the child's life. So we heard just right here from Kench what his father was able to provide for him just from being in the household. All right, Kench, so I got another question for you. If you could tell us, anybody's listening, what's something he taught you about being a man, or is this something you want to say he taught you overall?
Yeah, I do, because I feel my father is a great man, and he taught me how to be a man. Everybody has a role to play. We get caught up in who does this and who does that. We have set roles to play, and a man's role is to be a provider and also be a teacher. And my father taught me how to be a provider and how to be a real man. My mother never worked a secular job. Mind you, we didn't grow up with money, so she would jump in little odd jobs here and there to take care of us when we were short on food, the lights were going to get cut out, or we needed school clothes. But for the most part, he provided an environment where she could stay home and take care of the children. And when he comes home and she gives him feedback on my day or what I did in school, good or bad, he sat me down and talked to me. and let me know how I should have handled those situations differently. And as I grew up, I started understanding the role of a man. I had to protect my sister. I had to protect my mother. I had to provide for my brother, provide for anyone that was in the household. My father and my mother grew up, well, they were married, and they both had a daughter. I never knew that they were my half-sisters until I was 18. And that's how powerful my father was, where he decided to take care of everyone in the household and treat it like their own. So that taught me a very powerful lesson about being a man is about being a provider. And you have to provide for everyone under your roof. And that means family. And that means being a man. And that's what he taught me to this day.
Word. So it sounds like you're saying it wasn't no discrimination on your father's end. He accepted the responsibility and he stood up to it.
He didn't accept it. He tackled it. He took it on. He wanted it. Like, that's what a man was to me. It wasn't about him being forced to do something. He wanted a stable life with his children and his family. So he provided that with my mother, her daughter, and his daughter. And then he had me and my brother. He provided that for us. So, like I told you, I didn't even know until I was 18. So that was a big lesson that clicked once I got older, as I referenced before, about the role of a man in your life. I had to sit back and look like, wow. You got people out here not even taking care of their own kids. And whereas you have this man that took care of his kids, somebody that's not his kid per se, and built a family structure that worked out very well.
We leveling up today, people. You hear this, right? We leveling up. We making everybody better, accepting responsibility, tackling responsibility, and everybody's coming out better for it. So that's what it is. Yo, Kench, we appreciate you dropping these jewels, man. And it's glad to hear that somebody's father was in their lives and doing the right thing. So listen, I got another question. So you say your father was in your life as a kid and you talked about that relationship. So now you're a grown man, you're handling your grown man business. So what's the role that your father has in your life now that you're a grown man? Talk to us about that.
It's exactly the same thing. You might laugh. The only difference now is I could talk back and not get popped in the face for it. Word. But it's still here to guide me and teach me. He's been a man before. I haven't. He's been where I've been. I haven't been here yet. Every day is a new day for me. So it's a lot of times with situations where I'm talking about, I might have with a lady, and he's letting me know, like, you're in your feelings right now. Remember how I handled this when I was a man, when I was in charge. It was like, you're not doing what you need to do. You need to take control. You need to understand. I'm like, okay. But I'm struggling with work. I'm like, F this. I'm sitting there like, he looked at me like, listen, how old are you? And I tell him how old I am. And he was like, yeah, I was working 10 years before you even got here. He's like, so you got a long way to go before you can actually sit there and try to demand or claim that you're anything. So he'll put me back in perspective when it comes to work. He'll put me in perspective when it comes to relationships. And he'll put me in perspective when it even comes to dealing with him when I start, you know, smelling myself, as the old folks like to say.
That's right.
So
that's
his
right.
role never stops. He's still here to guide me. And he's still here as a confidant, because there's a relationship I have with my father that I don't have with anybody else. So he can say things to me that honestly no one else in this world can. So that role has changed over years because I've grown, but it's still the exact role of a mentor, providing structure and guiding me through this thing we call life, because he's 80, I'm 41. He has 40 years more experience than I do, so I need to listen and follow. It's about me taking advantage of that as opposed to fighting, but that's what his role is now, to continue to make me a better man.
Yeah.
Level up. It's
funny you say that. It just made me think about a quote from Jay-Z. I don't remember the song, but he says something like, your future's my past. I've been here before. And what you just detailed is exactly that. Basically, your father has been where you're going, so your future is his past. He's been there before. So I just did just my thing with just I'll be making connections. So that's just one of the connections I made. So that's love, man. So listen, yo, I'm going to let you slide. You got anything you want to part with before you go? Any last notes on fatherhood, your experience, anything?
No, I could just say this for my young men. Please strive to be better fathers. I know we all have bad situations that we're into. I know we all make mistakes, but your children didn't do that and they don't have to pay for that. Be better for them, so that we can be better next year, the year after, and the generation after that. That is the only thing I have to say. That is the definition of level up. Be better than you were yesterday.
That's what it is. Yo, Kench, we appreciate you being here, man. I'm going to let you go, and that's what it is. Till next time.
All right.
All right, man.
Peace, brother.
Yep. All right, everybody. Hey, listen, we talked about a lot of stuff today, but the show has come to an end. It's over. It's a wrap. But before we get out of here, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Also, I want to thank Steve for coming on the show. I want to thank Aaron for coming on the show. Also, we want to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting us all together. As I always ask, I want you to check out my website, which is RyanHodgeBooks.com, for all your reading needs. Got a lot of different genres and novels up there that might spike your interest, pique your interest, so check it out. If it's not something for you up there, it might be something for somebody else that you know up there. Either way, check it out. Let me know something. Until next time, later.